Okay, we're in middle of Mem Vav, a subparagraph that begins with words V'zeh b'chinas Shabbos she'oz ein shum bria. Fresh Yudalid, right-hand column, 10 lines down, where the last word on the line is V'zeh. You see it? V'zeh b'chinas Shabbos? Everyone that doesn't mark their likutei halachos pays a shekel fine. For Menachem, it's a shekel and a half. He's older. Continuing inside, V'zeh b'chinas Shabbos she'oz ein shum bria. This is everything we've spoken about now is tied into Shabbos. On Shabbos, there was no creation. Rak ha-tachlis shel kol bria u-bria shel kol sheish yasim ha-maisa meir u-mezgale b'Shabbos. Shehu hizgalos malchus yisborach. But rather, the results of all 6 days of creation shine into and are revealed on Shabbos, which is the revelation of Hashem's Malchus. V'alkein nikra Shabbos Malkasa. This is why Shabbos is called the Shabbos Queen, Malkasa, Miloshen Malchus. Because Shabbos is the day on which Hashem's Malchus is revealed to the highest degree. V'im loy hoya choyte adam arishin be'erav Shabbos arishin, hoya mistakin hakoil b'Shabbos arishin kemuva. And if Adam HaRishon had not sinned on the first Erev Shabbos, don't forget Adam HaRishon was born on Erev Shabbos, and the Medrash gives us a blow by blow, hour by hour, of what took place on that day. And we know that Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas on the same day they were created, on that Friday, and close to Shabbos. And Rav Nosson Zal says, we know the Sifrei Kabbalah tells us that had that not happened, had they not eaten from the Eitz Hadas, when that first Shabbos arrived, everything would have had its tikkun. Ach afilu achar shekilkel hoyakol atikkun ayde Shabbos. However, even after Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, the correction that was able to be effected happened on Shabbos. Shabbos ogin alohi kanal, because as the Zohar Kodesh says, Shabbos protected them. Shabbos saved them. Ki bekoyach kedusha Shabbos shenimshachos, because as a result of the holiness of Shabbos that came upon them, ki cheto yehoya samuch leknisa Shabbos, because we know that the sin of eating from the Eitz Hadas was very close to Shabbos. Al yidei zeh heir alayim hisoyrus hatshuva shenimshach b'Shabbos. As a result of Shabbos coming into the picture, Shabbos shined upon them an inspiration for tshuva, which comes from Shabbos. Ad shebarachmov hischil tikunov takeh b'Shabbos arishon, to the point where Hashem's kindness caused that first Shabbos already to play a major role in the tikkun of the Eitz Hadas and in the tikkun of Adam and Chava. Ki b'Shabbos meirin kol ha'oirois hagdoilim al yidei tzimtzumim zakim u'kedoshim she'ein bochem achizas hadinim klal. Because on Shabbos, all the heavenly lights flow and shine properly through the purest of tzimtzumim, which have no Midas Hadin whatsoever. There's no Sitrachra. This Sitrachra is totally out of the picture on Shabbos. Ki hu b'chinas Olam Haba she'oz yistakan hakol, because Shabbos is an aspect of Olam Haba when everything will have a tikkun. Ki machmas shekvar hoya bria u'kvar hoya ha'odom bozeh ha'olam ayidei zeh yecholin lahamshich ha'or b'bechinas tikkun kemuv aleil mizeh. Rav Nosson Zal reiterates something he emphasized before, that once Adam HaRishon was in the world and once there was a creation, now it becomes possible to be able to draw the light of Hashem into the world in a form of tikkun. Because we said that until Adam HaRishon was in the world, there couldn't be any Issarusa de Lasata. The only ones who are able to generate Issarusa de Lasata are man, because man has Bechira. So once there was a creation and man was created, even though he messed up, there still is a serious potential for tikkun, for complete tikkun. V'ho'ikar al yidei koyach hatzadikim shehein bebechina Shabbos de kula yomi. And the most important players in this tikkun are the true tzaddikim who are Bechinas Shabbos of all days. Rav Nosson Zal here is quoting a famous statement in the Zohar HaKadosh where the students of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, he had many students, he had at one point 9 closest students, and then 3 of them passed away in the first Idra, in one of the most awesome shiurim that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal gave, where he revealed many of the deepest secrets of Torah, and he was left with 6 of his closest students. And those are the 6 who participated in the second Idra that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal told. Also a very awesome shiur that he gave right before on the day of his passing. So those 6 students at one point said to him, we are like the 6 days of the week, and Antu Shabbos the Kula Yomi, you are the Shabbos, which is Mashpia to the 6 days of the week, because you're the one who's nourishing us, just like Shabbos is what is Mashpia Brocha to the 6 days of the week. So this is a very famous quote that the Tzaddik is called Shabbos. Ki heim loy pogmu klal. Because these tzaddikim, they have not messed up at all. We're talking about real, pure, righteous tzaddikim. V'afal pikein, hoyu kol yomehem b'tshuva al hasagosam harishoina. And despite that, they are the most incredible balei tshuva, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in the Torah Kroos Yeshua, Torah Vav and Likutim Ram, that the true tzaddikim, every single day, are reaching new levels. And when they get to a new level, when they get to level number 3, they feel ashamed and embarrassed of how they related to Hashem while they were on level 2. And they do tshuva for that. They express their regret and shame and embarrassment for how little they knew about Hashem their whole lives. They're constantly doing tshuva for their previous hasoga. Al ydei ze mamshichen kedusha Shabbos shehi tikkun atzimtzumim levatel mehem achiza sadinim, and by doing this, through their tshuva in this manner, they draw upon themselves the holiness of Shabbos, because as we said before, Shabbos is tshuva, which is the tikkun hatzimtzumim, in order to eliminate any achiz of midas hadin, because we said that's one of the properties of Shabbos, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, which we read on Friday night in Maariv, v'chol dinin misabrim, all dinim leave when it comes to Shabbos. Bo'ifin sheyisku Yisroel etshuva, so that these tzaddikim are mevatel the midas hadin completely, allowing Klal Yisrael to do a real tshuva, v'yizgale malchusei yisborach le'ein koil, and thereby have Hashem's Malchus be broadcasted to all, al yidei kol habriya, via the entire creation. Sheze ikara tachlis. This is the main goal of creation, bechinas Shabbos. This is the essence of Shabbos, to reveal, to broadcast and reveal the Malchus of Hashem. Veze bechinas oitzem mailas kedushas mincha shel Shabbos. Rav Nosson Zal says, now we could also understand the incredible greatness of the Mincha of Shabbos. She'oz oilin ho'ilomois betachles ho'aliyo ad tleisar tikkunei dikna. Because that's when all the worlds are elevated and they rise up to one of the greatest heights, which is called the 13 tikkunim of the beard, which represents the 13 levels of kindness. We know that the beard, the whiteness of the beard, as a person gets older, father, a parent ages and they become a grandparent and still older, the beard whitens and whitens, representing mellowness, representing kindness. The Gemara says that when Hashem appeared to the Jews on Har Sinai, he appeared as a zokein molei rachmim, as an elderly person, kaviyochel, full of kindness. Bechinas Raiva Deriven. We know that Shabbos Mincha time is called Raiva Deriven, Rotzoin Sheberetzoinois, which means the highest level of love from Hashem towards Klal Yisrael. And a Jew can feel the deepest yearnings for Hashem at that time more than any other time during the week. Kemuva Biksovim Oitzem Aliyah Soilomois B'Shabbos B'Arves U'B'Shachres U'B'Musaf U'B'Gimel Sudois, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal, how all the worlds are elevated on Shabbos and how they rise during the Ma'ariv of Friday night and then further during Shachris and then at Musaf and throughout the three meals, ad shebemincha hu tachlis hu aliyah, to the point where when we come to Mincha on Shabbos, that's when everything reaches its highest peak. Bechinas ki oz, bechinas raiva deriven, because that time period is called raiva deriven, which is the Aramaic for rotzoin sheberetzoinois. Tachlis bitul hadinim. It's the highest level possible of elimination of the midas hadin. The left side is negated completely, and there's only right, only chesed. Ki ze chemlas Hashem shebemincha shel Shabbos. Shesomuch sheistalik oir yoim Shabbos kodesh v'yichnesu haschola sheishes yimei ha'maaseh b'chinas tchilas habriya, because this is the incredible kindness of Hashem that at mincha time on Shabbos, when Shabbos, the light of Shabbos is about to leave, and the powers of the 6 days of the week are about to enter, which represents creation, which represents the tzimtzum, the earliest tzimtzum that took place at the time of creation. Shehu mesoyer b'chol shavua u'b'chol yoim, which is reinitiated, reactivated every single week and every single day of the week. Al kein hatikun al yidei shemikoidem b'Shabbos nistaknu hatzimtzumim b'tachlis hatikun. Therefore, in order for this tikun to flow properly, Hashem starts us off with the ultimate. He starts this whole process by the mincha of Erev Shabbos, where we reach the highest level of kindness, the highest level of purity, the greatest level of tikun hatzimtzum. Nistaknu at tzimtzumim b'tachlis hatikun, at mincha on Shabbos time, these tzimtzumim achieve the highest level tikun, ad sheyicholim lekabel oyer noira, which enables them to receive an awesome high level of light. V'chol hadinim shenechozim bat tzimtzumim nizbatlin v'nimtokim b'sharosham, and all of those aspects of din that are connected with tzimtzum, all of them become nullified and sweetened and corrected at their highest source. Shaydei ze yecholen achakach lahamshich habriya shel sheishes yimei ha'maaseh bebechinas tikun. And this is what enables us on Saturday night, on Moitzoi Shabbos, to start that whole cycle of tikun again. And that's a whole cycle of 6 days of the week again with the proper tzimtzum and everything. Vze naaseh b'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos. Al yidei sheYisrael shomrim es haShabbos shehi matana tova sheyesh lo beveis knozo. And this procedure takes place every single Shabbos by those Jews who are privileged to keep Shabbos, which is this special gift that the Gemara says Hashem had hidden away in His treasury. Ki bevadai hi matana gnuza moed. Because Rav Moshe Zal now focuses on the term that's used in the Gemara. It refers to Shabbos as this wonderful gift that Hashem had hidden away in His treasury. Rav Moshe Zal says, because this is certainly an incredible hidden gift. Ki tikun ha-tzimtzumim anal i-efsher la-hasig. Because the tikun of these tzimtzumim is something that it's impossible for us to really fully comprehend. Ki hu bechinas oyer hagonuz misheishes imei bereishes shemeirin oisoi hatzadikim agnuzim b'Shabbos b'leiv kolecha v'yechod kefi ishtadlusoi v'skarvusoi al hatzadikim v'la Shabbos. Because Rav Nosson Zal says that the tikkun of these tzimtzumim represents the hidden light that Hashem hid away from sheishes imei bereishes. The Torah tells us that when Hashem first created the world, there was a very bright light. And it says, Vayara likime sa'or kitoiv. Hashem saw that light was good. So the Gemara says, kitoiv lignois. Hashem saw that it was good to hide it, because there would be many people in the world who wouldn't be worthy of the light, and it would do harm, etc., etc. So Hashem took that oir of sheishes yimei bereishes, and He hid it for tzadikim lo'asid lovoi. This is what the Gemara says. So now Rav Nosson Zal tells us that the tikkun ha-tzimtzumim is this hidden light from sheishes yimei bereishes, which the tzaddikim shine that light on Shabbos into the hearts of each and every single Jew, each person relative to the effort that that person puts into coming close to the tzaddikim, number one, and into showing the proper respect for Shabbos. Lekabel es haShabbos bekovod gadol, for the person to receive the Shabbos with tremendous respect, with special clothing, special foods, beautifying the house, special learning on Shabbos, all the different things. Ule hiskariv letzadikim shehem bechina Shabbos. And also to come close to those great tzadikim who are Shabbos. Shaydeze ikra tikunat tzimtzumim. This is what leads to the greatest tikun of the tzimtzumim. Shetachlis shleimus tikunam. Where the time at which they achieve their highest level tikkun is on Shabbos at mincha time. And this is what brings about the greatest inspiration for tshuva, when there is this incredible tikkun hatzimtzum. And it's for this reason that the great tzaddikim usually say their greatest Torahs on Shabbos, v'ho'ikar b'suda shlishis, and the most important time for it is at suda shlishit, at shalashuris, ha'koil lo'irer ho'olam l'tshuva, she'ikar ha'esayrus ha'idei mincha shel Shabbos, because their main goal is not to say a nice vort, something that's interesting, something that people are impressed with. Their main goal is to inspire the people to tshuva. And that the most appropriate time for that is Shabbos at Mincha, when there is the greatest tikkun tzimtzum, which is one of the most important prerequisites to true tshuva. Paragraph Mem Zayin, V'alkein Oz Nistalik Moshe. And it's for this reason that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away on Shabbos at Mincha time. Shenosan lanu es haTorah, the Moshe Rabbeinu who gave us the Torah, shenistalik b'shaita detzloisa demincha deShabbata b'rayva deRayven, as the Zohar Kodesh tells us, he passed away at the time of davening mincha on Shabbos, which is called Rayva deRayven. Ki Moshe kibel Torah miSinai u'mesora liYoshua ad hador hazeh. Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah on Har Sinai, passed it on to Yeshua, who passed it on to others, who passed it on to others, until today. V'chol tzaroi, v'yigiosoi, v'yishtadlusoi, b'soif, somoch l'stalkusoi, and all of Moshe Rabbeinu's pain and struggle and effort towards the end of his life, close to his passing, hoyo sheyachnis b'Yisrael kiyum haTorah, was because he wanted to get the Jews to fulfill the Torah. He wanted to teach them and inspire them and motivate them and encourage them to fulfill the Torah. Shezeh koshe mehakoil. That's the most difficult thing in the world, to take a human being who has bechira, who has free choice, and to teach that person, to inspire that person, to motivate that person, to encourage that person, so that that person will make the right choices. That person will make the right decisions to learn, to daven, to fulfill all the mitzvahs of Hashem. Ukemavur ba'parshias shel soiv sefer dvorim, as we find elaborated on in the parshias in the Chumash towards the end of Dvorim. Shemar belohichichom al zeh, where Moshe Rabbeinu is constantly rebuking the Jews about this, and he's this is what he's really trying to get across to them. Kamashikosu, as the pasuk says, Hakilu elai, gather around me and listen carefully. Ki odati achrei moisi ki hashcheis tashchisun v'sartem anaderech, because I know that after I die, you're going to get into all kinds of trouble. You're going to make all kinds of mistakes. You're going to mess up in a very big way. V'ato kisvu lochem es hashir hazois, and now I want you to write down these words, write down the Torah. Ki lo yishochach mipi zaroi, and let's do everything we can that the Torah should not be forgotten from Hashem's children. V'Hashem Yizborach gomar al yodoi, and Hashem helped Moshe Rabbeinu accomplish his mission. Shezocho shenestalik b'Shabbos b'mincha b'rayva d'rayven, Moshe Rabbeinu was zeicher to pass away on Shabbos at Mincha time, Rive the Rivim, ki hamisa shel ha'odom nimshach b'sharoshoi mimisas hamalochim, kemavura b'kisfi arizal, shehoi aidei ribu yoyer, aidei shloi hoyo atzimtzumim misukonim koroi, ayin shom. Because Rabbi Nosson Zal tells us that the Arizal says that the fact that human beings die, that's tied into the original Misa, the original death in the world, which is the Misas HaMalochim. As we mentioned, the term Malochim is used to represent the Midos of Hashem, that Kavyocho, when Hashem originally shined His light into His Midos, and when the Midos, those vessels, weren't strong enough to contain the light, and those vessels burst, Shviras HaKelim, that term bursting of the vessels, is synonymous in Sifrei Kabbalah with Misas HaMalochim. These Midos are referred to as kings. These kings died. That's another way of saying a Yerida Sa'or, a Yerida, that the light had a fall. And the Arizal tells us that when human beings go through the process of death, which is also a Yerida, the person goes down into the ground, that's also tied into this Misas HaMalochim, this original Misas HaMalochim. V'Odom HaRishon Hoyitzorich L'Sakein Zois. Odom HaRishon was supposed to be Mesakein, the Misas HaMalochim, the Kilkel, but unfortunately, he messed up. V'Yidei Zeh Chozar V'Nesoyer B'Chinas Misas HaMalochim. And when Odom HaRishon messed up, that Misas HaMalochim was reactivated. That process occurred again. Umishom gzera samisa, and that's what resulted in the decree of death being brought into the world. Ach ato hamisa toiva moed. However, now that all of this has transpired, at this point in time, death is a very good thing. Because once the light of a particular Jew was in the world, the light of that person's neshama was in the physical world. Umeis, and then he died. Venestalik, and that light left, the neshama left. Yecholin lesaknoi. It's possible to be misaking that neshama. It's possible to be misaking that light, to bring that light to its full level of tikkun. Once it experienced coming into this world and going through the yerida of death and all of those tzimtzumim, now it's possible to bring that light to a high level of tikkun. The Kanal Bo Islamid Beis, as we discussed earlier, several pages back. The Ikrat Tikkun Al Yidei Gdoilei Hatzadikim Shem Bechinas Moshe Shenestalik B'Shabbos B'Mincha B'Rayva D'Rayvin She'oz Tachlis Tikkun Atzimtzumim Hel Yoinim Oid. And the main tikkun is brought about through the great tzaddikim, who are Bechinas Moshe Rabbeinu, who passed away on Shabbos Mincha time, which is the time of the highest degree of tikkun atzimtzumim. Shemekablim oyer noira ma'oid ma'oid bebechinas tikkun, whereby on Shabbos at Mincha, the Jews receive an incredible, awesome light in a form of tikkun. It's all healthy, it's all positive. Vishom Nistalik Moshe, and that's where Moshe Rabbeinu died. That's where Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama left him. Vayidei Histalkus Oyer Nishmosoi Hanoi Ro Lishom, and by Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama, the light of Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama leaving and going into this place called Raiva the Raivin, Hu Choyzer Umamshich Mishom Hizgalus Oyer in Hoinsoif Belev Kolech Misroel. That enables Moshe Rabbeinu to draw light from that infinite light of that Oyer in Soif of Raivad Arivin into the hearts of each and every single Jew. Bebechinas Tikkunat Tzimtzumim Vamtakosim, in a form of Tikkunat Tzimtzum. Boifin Shesoif Kol Soif Yizkes Kol Yisroel B'Tshuva, Yizakes Kol Yisroel B'Tshuva, to the extent that eventually this will lead to each and every single Jew being zeicher to do tshuva. Moshe Rabbeinu will be mezake every Jew with tshuva. Ki gdoilim tzadikim b'misosom yoyser mebichayim. Because the Gemara tells us that tzadikim are greater in their passing and after their passing than during their physical lifetime. כי כל ימי חייהם הקדושים היו מסייגים מאוד בעבודתם לגאולת מלכות יתברך בעולם. Because throughout their physical life, they were struggling and doing everything they could to reveal the Malchus of Hashem in the world. Sheze ikra avoidas ha-tzadikim. This is the main work of tzadikim. Shehu al yidei shemamshich malayim b'chol pam oir hoin soif b'b'chinas tzimtzumim misukonim. And the way they go about that is by drawing Hashem's light via all kinds of tzimtzumim. Tzimtzumim that have been perfected, tzimtzumim that are really solid, thereby enabling them to serve Hashem in a controlled manner with the proper tzimtzumim, with mitzvos, with ma'asim tovim, with diburei Torah tefila, based on their high level, enabling them to reveal and broadcast Hashem's malchus to everybody. As the Pasuk says in the Tefillah of Ashrei that we say, V'chasidecho yivorchucho, your chasidim, your righteous people, will bless you. Kivoid malchuscho yemeru, they will speak of the honor of your kingdom. Ugvurascho yidaberu, and again, they speak about your greatness, your strength. Lohoidia livnei ha'odam gvuroisov, and they inform all of mankind about your great strength. Uchevoid hadar malchuscho, and the glory and the beauty of your kingdom. Shehatzadikim v'hachasidim yivarchucha v'heim moedim u'megalim v'omrim l'koil kvod malchusa. The true tzadikim and chasidim, they're always blessing Hashem and they're enlightening the world about Hashem's kingdom. Avol machmas goydol koyach habechira shel kol echad v'echad. Shehasitra achra v'yitzahora shemachshav esroes v'zoros m'guno yismiz gabra moed al kol echad v'echad. Bifrat al aroitzim l'skar l'ashem izborach. However, because of the fact that the Bechira is so powerful, Hashem's decision that our world operate whereby people have free choice to listen to Hashem, to conform with what Hashem wants, or Hashem to the opposite, whereby the Sitra Achra and the Yetzirah, which come in the form of bad thoughts and disgusting thoughts, they work very hard against each and every single Jew, especially against those who want to really come close to Hashem. She'aleihem oirev habaldovor v'choiter mezgaber yosek mashmazal, whereby the Yetzer works especially hard against them, as the Gemara says. Alkein hatzadikim heim soivlim tsar godol meitonu. For this reason, the great tzadikim suffer a lot from us. We cause them a lot of grief. Shezeo b'chinas ma shekosav leil ma shemosh rabenu hitztayer voichichom harbe koidem moisoi shikayim watergonal. This is what we discussed earlier, that Moshe Rabbeinu suffered a lot and he tried so hard to rebuke us and to inspire us to make sure to do the right thing and to warn us that if not, we're going to mess up real bad after he passes away. V'alkein heim misyagim kol yemei chayeyem lahamshich chidushei toira bo'ofen sheyuchlu lo'oir leiv b'nei Yisrael lo shev l'Hashem Yizborach. And it's for this reason that these great tzaddikim work so hard at bringing new thoughts of Torah into the world, introducing new Torah in the world that'll inspire and motivate and encourage their students to do real tshuva. Ki kol hachidushei toira ha'amitiyim heim b'chinas kelim v'tzimtzumim kedoshim b'b'chinas tikun shenucha l'kabel oir hoin falyotom badroga. Because the chidushei toira of these true tzadikim are actually vessels and tzimtzumim which enable us to be able to receive Hashem's infinite light via those chidushei toira in a measured, calculated way. Each shear that the tzadik gives us is a presentation of the infinite light of Hashem being brought to us in its tzimtzumim, with its ideas, with its mitzvahs, with the thoughts that the tzaddik is trying to get across to us and inspire us with. Avla baldovor mizgare b'chol pam. However, the Yetzirah is constantly fighting this. Ach afal pikein heim goymer mes shalahem. However, despite all of that, the tzaddikim are successful at what they do. V'chol ma shelo yuchlu ligmor b'chayeyim and whatever they're not privileged to complete during their physical lifetime, they finish it after they pass away. Because the Torah says, and we believe this 100%, that tzaddikim are greater after their passing than during their lifetime. They're not asleep, they're not on vacation, they're working very hard, they're working much harder after they pass away than they did during their physical lifetime, and with much less limitations. A tzaddik, when he's physically living, has some limitations, which he doesn't have after he passes away. Because when a tzaddik passes away, his neshama rises to where it rises. And by the true tzaddikim, as soon as he passes away, he is immediately starting his new life, his chaim nitzchim, the eternal life of Olam Haba, the life of Tchias HaMeisim. Kishar ha'olam einam zoichem leilu achayim ad achra zikuch. Because regular people, they don't start right away. After they pass away, they have to go through a purification process, which could involve chas v'shalom gehenim, or a variety of other possibilities of purification that the neshama has to go through before it can ever get into the tchias hameisim, into the next level. And after they go through all of that purification, then they're zeicha to the chay olam haba, each one according to their level. After tchias hameisim. After tchias hameisim, these regular people's neshamas will be able to, you know, make a new start. Aval hatzadikim hagedoylim shezichechu gufam betachlis hashleimus b'chayeyim. Whereas the great, great tzaddikim who have purified themselves completely while they were physically living, they don't have to go through any purification when they die. Heim zoichim achar istalkusa miyad l'chaim nitzchiyim shel olam haba. They are zoiche immediately upon their passing, they dive right into that eternal life of Olam Haba, shehi bechina shenichlolim ba'or ho'in soif, which means they plug into this infinite light of Hashem bebechinas chayim nitzchim, in the form of eternal life. V'gam shom heim oivdem es Hashem izvorach k'mash v'azal. And they're also, they're busy serving Hashem, as the Gemara tells us. V'chol avoidosom hi lahamshich oir ho'in soif b'leiv kol Yisrael b'bechinas tikkunat tzimtzum manal b'oifen shigalu malchusay lein koil. And what is the avoid of these tzaddikim at that time? They're busy doing the same thing they were trying to do when they were physically living, to bring Hashem's infinite light into the hearts of each and every single Jew in a controlled manner with the proper tzimtzumim, so as to reveal the malchus of Hashem. Shezehu ikra tachlis shel kol habriya kanal. This is the whole purpose of creation. Veze bechinas goydel hamaylo shel hishtatchus al kivrei tzadikim bifrat be'erev Rosh Hashanah. And this is the great, great significance of coming to be mispalel at the gravesite of tzadikim, especially on erev Rosh Hashanah. She'oz tzrichen lahamshich bechinas briya so'ilam shoye b'Rosh Hashanah lahamshich bechinas tikun abriya mechodosh l'sakein chet odom rishin shayoz. Because on erev Rosh Hashanah is where we're involved in the tikun of briya so'ilam, to correct the world, to correct the pegam of odom rishin, which took place on Rosh Hashanah, on the day he was born. And all of that gets corrected through the Tikkun HaTzimtzumim that we've discussed this whole time. And among the most important players in this process are the tzaddikim, and especially those who have already passed away. They are playing a very, very major role in this Tikkun of Briya Soilam, in this Tikkun HaTzimtzum, and being mesaken the chet of Adam Arishon. This is why one of the main avodas that's brought in Shulchan Aruch on Erev Rosh Hashanah is to visit the Kivrei Tzadikim, to connect with those Tzadikim also, but the Tzadikim who have passed away already. connect with those tzaddikim also, but the tzaddikim who have passed away already. Really.